Okay, we've got Mr. Keith Bass and the Bluegrass Express here for you all this afternoon, and I'm not going to take up too much of their time, but most people associate bluegrass with the Blue Ridge Mountains and Kentucky, but there's some real good bluegrass right here in Florida, and some of the great bluegrass musicians have come from Florida, Chubby Wise and Chubby Anthony and Benny Sims, and Bill Monroe bought his world-famous mandolin when he was here down in Florida. But you don't need to hear me talk about that. What y'all need to do is hear Mr. Keith Bass and the Bluegrass Express, and he'll tell you who they are and what they're going to do. So let's turn it over to them.
How y'all doing? All right. Does everything sound okay out there? It's not too loud. Am I too loud? Because I do that a lot. Okay. We're going to get Clint over here to kick one off. You about ready, Clint?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready? Clint Dockery.
Lay your head on my shoulder.
All right, sorry about the tuning, but I gotta do it. If I didn't, it'd sound like there was a bunch of us up here, I can tell you. All right, we're going to get this fellow here. He's from Fort Meade. So I done introduced us this morning, but I'm going to do it again. This is Victor Hall from Fort Meade. Does a good job singing all the parts. He can sing all the parts, lead, play good rhythm guitar. Anyhow, I think he does a good job. Y'all make him welcome, Victor Hall from Fort Meade.
Fun out there? Alright. Well, today Keith introduced everybody, and so I figured I'd take the liberty of introducing my kids real quick. Over here on the left playing the bass is my daughter Kaylin. She's 14 years old. Kaylin Hall. Proud to have her up here with me. And a whopping 13 years old is my son playing the mandolin, Mr. Bryce Hall. The one that is not my child up here, but he is 6 years old, is Mr. Clint Dockery playing him flute. All right, and everybody knows, of course, Mr. Keith Bass from Okeechobee. And we're proud to have him up here with us. Probably be a part of his band. Let me tell you
that. All right, we're going to get Caitlin and them to sing a song here. I think you'll like it. I think she does a good job and playing this bass really good. She told me she couldn't hear a while ago, but I said, hey, you're doing good. But y'all make her welcome. She's fixing to sing here in just a second. Victor, get this guitar thing.
Oh,
We're going to do another song here. A fella asked me a while ago, do I know a country gentleman song? And I said, yeah, but I hadn't done it in a while, but I know another one. So I'm going to do this one for you. Hope you like it. It's about three or four men climbing a mountain. I don't know, something in Switzerland. I don't know. It's a crazy song, but anyhow, hope you like it. We started out from Bern one sunny August morn. There was just four of us, Kent's and Matterhorn. There was Al the Australian and John the Irishman. Me and Bill from Britain, Matt Dawes in the sun. John and the rations fell below. Now the thing for me to lay. Look, got it. That's all right, I'm gonna do again. 2 miles up, we lost John and the rations fell below. Dying up on the Matterhorn. Not a grave for me to lay in, nor a thing to keep me warm. The Queen would surely knight me if I could get back down. But it's closer here to heaven than it is back to the ground. Had to rearrange it a little bit, but it worked out, didn't it? All right, this fella on this fiddle, we're gonna turn him loose and let him play one here. Y'all like Sally Gooden? Y'all like it slow? You like it fast? Burn it up, huh? All right, we're gonna play it off. Thank you. Y'all having a good time yet? All right. Victor's tuning that guitar again. He ought not to have to tune it. Be good a guitar as it was, what he paid for it, but he may ought to trade it in. All right, we're going to do you another song. It's just as crazy as that other one I done a while ago.
Oh, no.
This one may be worse. I don't know. It's about a bird. And I'm trying to tune this banjo and talk, and I can't hardly do it at the same time. Y'all notice that, don't you?
Ready?
It's called Cuckoo Bird. Crazy song, ain't it? I don't know what it means, but anyhow.
One more?
Already?
That's it.
Well, I had about 8 or 10 to do, man.
Well, if you haven't played that one song for 20 minutes.
Well, I know.
That was a good one to keep.
Yeah. What are we doing, Vic? Y'all want to hear a Bill Monroe tune? Mandolin tune? All right. Well, I hope we played something you like. We're going to be back after a while and play a little bit more. And I'll have this banjo tune by then, I hope.
Yeah, right.
And it's a cold weather is what it is. Cold air. All right, y'all, I hope you enjoy this one. This boy playing this mandolin back here, he ain't been playing real long, but I think he does a good job, don't y'all? We put the pressure on him. He's got to take it out. So I hope y'all like it. He's going to play you one called Rawhide. We'll be back later on.
All right, that's Mr. Keith Bass and the Florida Bluegrass Express. And they're going to be back this evening at 5 o'clock to help wrap things up. But don't go anywhere and get up and stretch your legs, but come right back because we're going to have the Florida Cowboy Artists Association up here talking about cowboy art, a different